Art can be looked at as a pretty simple thing. Bob Dylan once said that the purpose of art is to stop time. Oscar Wilde said a work of art is the unique result of a unique temperament. And Vincent van Gogh said, if you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silenced. Art is more than just a luxury. It is a necessity in many people's lives. Creativity has a role within our personal worlds every day, and it can become a very potent tool for healing if and when the need arises. This is Jeff Carmack, reporting on arts and cultural heritage for KVSC News. And in today's news feature, we're going to take a look at an exhibit which is currently on display at St. Cloud State University in the Atwood Gallery. It's called The Art of Recovery, and it's sponsored by the Minnesota Office of Justice Programs and the Minnesota State Arts Board. The Art of Recovery features works by Minnesotans who have been the victims of crime and have used art as a means to respond, explore, express, and heal. The United States Department of Justice estimates that one person is victimized by a crime somewhere in the country every 1.6 seconds. One person is murdered every 35 minutes. One child dies from abuse or neglect every 5 hours. And one person is raped or sexually assaulted every 4.2 minutes. While many of us have never had an act of crime perpetrated against us, many of us have. And regardless of the seriousness of the offense, if you are the victim of a crime, you will have to deal with it in some form or fashion. And this is what the Art of Recovery is striving to achieve by showing how other victims of crimes have used creativity within a variety of different artistic media to recover and heal from what has happened to them. We'll start off talking today with Lee Ledoux from the St. Cloud State University Women's Center. And we are talking about The Art of Recovery, which is an exhibition up in the Atwood Gallery. Can you talk a little bit about the exhibition, kind of where it came from, how it made its way to St. Cloud State?
Sure. Well, it's a story that involves lots of people bringing work together. But they started this 8 years ago, the State Arts Board and the Office for Justice Programs in St. Paul for Crime Victims Awareness Week. And people submit art. It's, you know, juried in the sense that they select from everything that is given to them. And then they have an art show of this that's part of St. Paul's Art Crawl. So they've been doing that for quite a while down in St. Paul, and the last few years has become a traveling exhibit. I've been interested in it for a little while. I've been on a board that involves some of the people at the Office for Justice Programs, and then talked with Janice Courtney, who at the time was working in UPB, and she had made some phone calls a couple years ago, and so it eventually got up here, and the UPB Visual Arts Committee chair and that whole group of students has been very involved in bringing it here, and the Women's Center co-sponsored along with Anna Marie's in the community and the Central Minnesota Sexual Assault Center.
Cool. Now, a lot of folk, you know, when they think about creativity, they think that that's kind of a luxury that people have in their lives instead of maybe a necessity. And that, I think, is what some of the artists in this exhibit have discovered themselves, where, you know, it's something bad has happened to them, and either they did not have a creative life before, or they had a creative life before, but it set it down, and now they've brought it back. And, well, there's some pretty powerful work up there. I mean, how do you see that that kind of, I don't know, transition within people's lives? Do you encounter that often? Or,
well, I think creativity is an important part of healing, and that means many different things to people. But I certainly use it with people that I work with and in our group, and often you get people saying, oh, I can't draw, I can't do this. And that's not really the point. You don't have to be, some artist that makes their living at it. It's really an expression that taps into a different part of the brain, and that's where I get interested in it in terms of healing, that we know that when people experience trauma, it gets stored in the brain in a very different way than other memory does. And without going into a lot more detail, it's just art is one of the ways that it taps a different part of our brain and can reach different emotions and things in a different way. The other thing I would say that's really powerful for many victims that I've worked with, victims of crime, is that kind of giving back to the community of saying, you know, I want to do something that might help somebody else out there who experiences something similar. And I think there's a real powerful piece with that also.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when somebody experiences a crime, it is a very intimate thing for them. But yet at the same time, other people have been dealing with this. So it is kind of that it's almost like a club you don't want to belong to.
Right.
But yet, well, there you are. So yeah. You know, how do you roll with that?
You know, another interesting connection that I like to point out is we think about all of our students at St. Cloud State and they go out and get careers and, you know, it's all these different important connections. One of the people at the Office for Justice Programs is an alum from here, Alicia Nichols, and she worked at the Central Minnesota Sexual Assault Center and a little bit at the Women's Center when she was here. And, you know, she supervises some of this and getting it out. So she was instrumental in, of course, thinking, oh, wouldn't it be great to have it at St. Cloud State? So it's just such a important reminder of the really amazing work that so many of our students leave here and do.
Yeah, there is quite a lot of that. You know, I don't know, I've always found St. Cloud State to be a very interesting community that way. On one hand, you've just got kind of the partying, you know, college student, whatever. But then the kids, they grow out of that and they grow into, deeper responsibility within life. And that is kind of interesting how that happens. And then, you know, you never know where you're going until you get there. And then they wind up doing something very meaningful.
Right.
So it is pretty neat. How about some of the pieces of art that are up there? Well, I don't know. What's your favorite, or what's one of your favorites, or do you have a favorite? It's kind of hard because they're all different. There's such a variety of different things which have happened to different people. And it is, I mean, I think that's kind of an important thing to bring up, actually. It is from a wide spectrum of life, and some of the victims have had been involved with crimes that were, you know, very, very horrible. Some of them were almost accidental, and some of them are just kind of, you know, kind of odd, but nonetheless, it is something. So
yeah, there is a variety. There's a couple that talk about just their house being broken into and how that impacted them and how they didn't feel it took away their sense of safety in their own home and in their neighborhood. And then there's many that are more personal crimes like sexual violence, child sexual abuse, domestic violence. I believe there was one there that was by a friend of somebody who had experienced sexual abuse. And we certainly know that in this field that friends and family members, concerned persons, we refer to them as, have an emotional reaction to that happening too when it's someone so close to them. Mm-hmm. So it really is a variety of victims of crime. I don't know if I had to answer your question. I don't know if I have a favorite. I think what was striking to me, and it's a piece of what you're talking about earlier, is how art taps into something different. You know, I've been doing this work for over 20 years, and I went through it and was just so struck emotionally by it. And it's not that I haven't heard those stories before, but it reached me in a different way because it was through art. And it's just that importance of stepping back and thinking about how this impacts people. And it's happening all around us in our communities. And people don't always talk about it. But to know that it is happening to people and it has a huge impact.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that visual representation. I mean, you can hear somebody's story, and that's, you know, very valid and everything. But then sometimes and I think that's what art really does. It brings out that symbolic meaning. And you can catch on to the, if you're, you know, reading along with the story on one hand, and you've got the piece of art, you know, right next to it, you get that feeling from it. And I think that's one of the more powerful things about this art of recovery is I don't know any of these people, but now I do.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a connection it creates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, stepping back a little bit from the exhibit, why don't we talk about the Women's Center and the different services that you all provide there?
You know, I work with the Gender Violence Prevention Program at the Women's Center and work primarily with sexual assault, dating and domestic violence, stalking, But certainly we're available for anyone. And if we can't assist, we'll hook them up with services. But we help with all kinds of issues. And I would say certainly people go through there and want some services. Our brochures are over there. You can contact us. We're on the web. I don't know if people ever really write down phone numbers from the radio, but, you know, our number is 320-308-4958. And we have lots of written material. So encouraging people to stop in at any time. The other thing I want to add is that what makes this unique, they also have literary exhibits or over there. People have written poetry, and that is in a book that's over in the gallery also. And if people can't get over here in the next month, it winds up October 26th. If people can't get over to it, it's also on the web. So if they go to Office for Justice Programs in Minnesota, they just Google that, you know, they will find the Art of Recovery link.
Yeah. And I see it right there, the www.arts.state.mn.us/AOR.
Great, thanks. And we also, there's booklets over there that people can take. This is only half the exhibit. So the booklet has all of the pieces in it and the written stories that go with it. So people are welcome to take one of those too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's one. What other events does the Women's Center have coming up?
Well, we have our Women on Wednesday series that's around War on Women and some of the things that are happening politically across the nation with women's issues right now. We just had our first Women on Wednesday yesterday, so booklets are around. People can contact us every Wednesday at noon in the Atwood Little Theater. Amazing speakers and topics. That's our premier program that's always going on. We have some other events coming up. People can contact us to get on a list that we'll send out. You always send out all of our events to people on that list electronically or in the mail. They can get on either one.
Cool. Well, right on. Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC. We've just been speaking with Lee Ledoux from the St. Cloud State University Women's Center. This is Jeff Carmack reporting on arts and cultural heritage. And in today's news feature, we're talking about the Art of Recovery, which is an exhibit that is taking place at the Atwood Gallery of the St. Cloud State University campus. The Art of Recovery is a very powerful exhibit comprised of various sorts of art from Minnesotans who have been victims of crime and have used art to assist in the healing process. And next up, I'll be speaking with Alicia Nichols, who's from the Office of Justice Programs, as we talk a little bit more about the philosophy behind the Art of Recovery, as well as its origins and where it's going to be going in the future.
Well, my name is Alicia Nichols, and I am the Director of Training and Communication with the Office of Justice Programs, which is a division of the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. And my role, generally speaking, is to provide training opportunities to anyone working with crime victims. And so, as a part of my work, I am the co-director of the Art of Recovery program, and the Art of Recovery really is an opportunity to commemorate Minnesota Crime Victim Rights Week, which is usually in line with National Crime Victim Rights Week, which is the third week of April every year. And so how this idea came to be about was we wanted to, my department, along with the Arts Board and the Department of Public Safety Communications Department, wanted to have some sort of a forum to offer a greater opportunity for victims and survivors of crime for validation and healing, to explain to and show the public what happens in the aftermath of crime and violence and why it is important for everyone to be aware of crime and violence, how it impacts communities, and how we all have a responsibility to combating violence. And so we developed this concept with the Art of Recovery to say, let's give victims a forum to discuss and to share their healing, and in a very unique way, we would be inviting folks who don't normally consider themselves artists, or some who maybe do consider themselves an artist, but who have used the arts as a way to heal and to express, and how they maybe have used that in their journey. And so when we did that, we weren't necessarily looking for people who considered themselves artists. We really were looking for people who were using simply taking a photograph photograph or painting a picture or writing a short essay, how that act alone was healing for them, but again, then also drawing attention towards elevating the public's awareness about crime and crime victim rights in the state of Minnesota.
What kind of impact have you felt, well, have you witnessed with this program or through this program?
Sure. Well, and, you know, the uniqueness of the program, and I will say it's the only one, the Art of Recovery is the only program that we're aware of in the country that does what it does. And so we've been very fortunate to see folks who don't consider themselves artists who have said, I've used this art as a way to heal and to express some of the trauma that I've experienced. But then oftentimes, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And unfortunately, when someone becomes a victim of crime, they don't know oftentimes that they have rights to resources, to financial compensation. They have a right to participate in the criminal justice process. They have, you know, the right to be heard. They have the right to be notified of what happens during a case and if something does go to trial. And so it really runs the gamut of people being able to express the trauma that they've experienced. But then what we've witnessed is also opening up this opportunity and this forum for people to say, I've been a victim or I'm a survivor of a crime. I now know that I have access and resources to rights and what they are, and so that I can not be re-victimized by the system. Oftentimes that's what we find happens, is that people aren't aware of resources that are available to them. And of course, we don't want for people to be victimized, and so we're not necessarily surprised when people don't know that there are certain programs and services that are available to them. But this program is just one other way in which we're able to do just that.
Yeah, it is definitely something that people really don't think about in their daily lives. You know, it's like, what happens if something, you know, bad happens? And, you know, Minnesota's pretty good about that. There are resources. So that is pretty cool.
Absolutely. We, you know, and nationwide, I'm very proud to say that Minnesota really is seen as a rather progressive state and a leader in the field of victim services. The Office of Justice Programs, where I work, we are also a funder to victim service providers and fund over 160 crime victim service programs. So agencies that are providing services, legal services, shelter services to victims of many different crimes, from sexual assault or domestic violence, working with family members who have had a loved one who has been murdered. And so there are lots and lots of resources right here in Minnesota, and that we want to make sure that people know that they have the right to access those services and that they're available to them.
Right on. And how would somebody go about getting in contact with some of those services then?
I would recommend that I would highly recommend checking out the Office of Justice Programs website. We do keep a directory of all of the victim service providers in the state of Minnesota. And so if you go to Google, which is always our friend, and type in the Minnesota Office of Justice Programs, there will be a tab on our homepage that says Help for Crime Victims. You can search by county. You can punch in your zip code. You can search by crime area and get all of the resources that you would need.
Mm-hmm. And also, if people were to in St. Cloud stop by the Atwood Center and the exhibition, the pamphlet that goes along with the exhibit that gives more information on the artists and, you know, some of the art, that's pretty full of information as well. I know.
Yes, there are some great resources in there that will connect you to statewide coalitions or organizations that will then that people can give a call to, and they'll certainly get you to where you need to go.
Yeah, kind of going back to the exhibit and everything, I of course checked it out, and I've been talking with some people about it. And
wonderful.
There's some pretty powerful work up there, and it is really it's a very moving exhibit. How were some of these pieces chosen for, you know, what's going to travel and what goes into it?
You know, you're right. The show certainly is. It is one that I'm very proud of. It's spectacular is the word I like to use, and it really goes to show the resiliency of people and how, in the aftermath of tragedy, people can find hope and move forward with their lives and begin to heal and to discuss their traumas with other folks and hopefully work towards prevention, but then also enhance the responses to crime victims in the future. So again, you know, we put a call out, myself and the Minnesota State Arts Board, who is my partner in this project, we put a call out to within the artist community, within the victim services arena. You know, we contact local media and let them know. And it really is, you know, we get a variety of different entries. And the purpose of the show is really to be inclusive. We really are not judging the artwork that's coming in. We do host a jury and a panel of folks who review all of the artwork. And the purpose of that really is solely just to make sure that it meets some basic criteria that we're looking for in terms of people being being residents of Minnesota and speaking to the crime victim experience in Minnesota. And in the past, we've had perpetrators and offenders who have applied for the show. And unfortunately, this isn't necessarily the show in which we're seeking that type of input, although I hope that somewhere out there in the field, oftentimes we know that offenders are also victimized as well. And so we want to make sure that that the program can be a safe space for victims of crime to feel heard. And so, again, we're not looking for people. Again, I can't say it enough. We never want to discourage anyone from applying to the show or entering the show because they don't think that their art is high quality or that it's good enough. That's not at all what we're looking for. We really are looking for people who have used the arts, whether it be writing an essay or painting a picture or sculpting something. Really just that act of creating the artwork has been therapeutic and healing to them. So, you know, we like I said, we put the call out, and that's really, you know, every year I'm amazed at the artwork that we get. It is all spectacular. It's amazing. It's insightful. It's hopeful. And again, the resiliency, you'll see it in the show. You'll absolutely see it. And I hope everyone gets an opportunity to view the show.
And what else can you tell us about the Office of Justice and the different victims programs that they've got?
You know, just to let victims and survivors know that they do have rights, they have access to resources. You know, there is financial compensation that is available to victims in the form of reparations, which is a program within the Office of Justice Programs where I work. And so that will afford victims of crime, you know, financial compensation for, you know, medical bills, for lost wages, time away from work to participate in the criminal justice system. We don't want for people to feel hindered and that they can't be a part of the process for financial. We don't want that to be a barrier for them. We don't want to re-victimize someone in any way. And so we want to be able to have that resource available to them. Again, by, you know, Googling the Minnesota Office of Justice Programs, you'll see a tab, Help for Crime Victims. It'll be right there. We also, again, along with the show, the purpose of the show, in addition to highlighting and elevating public awareness about the impact of crime, is also really about crime victims' rights. And so rights are afforded to them. If anyone at any time feels like their rights have been violated, we do have the Crime Victim Justice Unit, again, which is a part of the Office of Justice Programs, to help people understand the criminal justice system. And if their rights have been violated, we'll work with them to make sure that we can correct the problem if possible, and if not, so that someone else doesn't experience the same type of situation again in the future. So again, I just really recommend people check out the Office of Justice Programs website if they feel that they need access to resources or to share the information with others who might.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and thank you for highlighting the show. I do appreciate it.
And we've just been speaking with Alicia Nichols from the Minnesota Office of Justice Programs. And for more information on the Art of Recovery, you can find this online at www.arts.state.mn.us/AOR. And on the Art of Recovery website, you can see selections from the artists within the gallery, including some of the visual art and some of the literary art, which has been created by victims of crime as they've healed from their ordeals. You can also find some of the statistics from the United States Justice Department, as well as find a very inclusive list of resources for victims of crime that cover not only Minnesota, but also reach nationwide. You can also stop in at the Atwood Gallery on the St. Cloud State University campus. Anytime that Atwood is open, the gallery should be open as well. This has been Jeff Carmack reporting on arts and cultural heritage for KVSC Radio. And this report was made possible through funding through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And was produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.